Hello.
It has been a very long time since I've been on here, and I honestly think that this is where I should be right at this very moment. So today's episode, instead of strangers unloading on me, I'm going to unload on strangers, which sounds kind of strange, but I'm going to try it out and just see how it makes me feel. I got a lot going on right now, which, you know, in life, everybody always has a million things going on. We have a lot going on in our media, you know, a lot going on in just the world, politics, you know, so many different crazy aspects of life. It's like, where do you even begin? But today is a little bit more about taking care of myself and just kind of getting some things off of my chest so that I can, you know, be better emotionally and healthier and just, you know, just moving forward altogether. So I am going to unload on strangers today. So strap up and enjoy. Number one thing that is kind of stressing me out today, let's just get right into it, is my mother. I love her immensely. We did kind of struggle through my teenage years. Like, she was one of my favorite people when I was in my adolescence. You know, she was always there for me. Once I got into my teenage years and I kind of figured out, like, she wasn't really very present growing up. You know, we did struggle in my teenage years as far as communication and, you know, really just being connected to one another or whatever. And so over the last few years, she's been living with me and my husband. Her and my dad went through a very nasty separation. They have not officially divorced yet, which I think is something that they should do, but I am good at just keeping my mouth shut and letting people, you know, make their own judgments. But anyway, she lived here with us, me and my husband, for about 5 years, and now she's just turned 60. Of course, she's, you know, getting close to retirement age. She is a nurse. And so, you know, if there's anybody out there listening who knows how it is living with a nurse, you know that they are not the best at taking care of themselves. Their jobs literally in life is to take care of everyone else. And that is something that she has really passed on to me. I'm not bitter about that at all. I love helping other people. I love being a soundboard for other people. I'm always game to just listen to someone when they're, you know, going through it and kind of helping people sort out their emotions. And I'm also doing the same work for myself. You know, I'm not just a person who listens. I also kind of try to take my own advice. Anyways, my mother is in a whole nother state, which is very far away from where I am currently. And she is struggling with her health. A few years ago, she did have her hip replaced. And if there's anyone out there who knows what a hip replacement entails, if you are having issues with any of your joints, of course, you overcompensate and then you put more pressure on the joint that is less damaged than the joint that you end up having to have replaced. She probably should have had both of them replaced at the same time, but of course, we didn't know very much about it. So we wanted to just, you know, allow her time to heal and have one, you know, the one that was bothering her the most replaced. Now she's at the point where she does need the other side done. And she is so far away from me, it is killing me. So she called me today, and since she moved away, we literally speak every single day. I think there's probably been about 2 days in the 5 months that she's been gone that we did not speak. And so today she called me and she said that she had to have a physical completed because she is working for the same company that she worked for here, but she's working for them where she is now in Las Vegas. And her blood pressure was a little high. So of course she had to, I don't know. I'm worried because I know that she needs to have her other hip replaced. Anybody knows that when you're in pain, that can elevate your blood pressure because, you know, pain is pain and it hurts. And when you're in pain, your other faculties respond, whatever. I am torn because I feel like I need to hop on the next plane out to Las Vegas and drop everything that I have here and just go take care of her. And I have such an understanding husband. Like, my husband is the best. He has been by my side through pretty much thick and thin. There have been times that I've pushed him away. There have been times that he's pushed me away. And amazingly, we've made it 10 years, which is so wild to me. I also started a new job. My new job, I'm working for a large corporation. My last job, I worked for a large corporation the last time I recorded the podcast, and then I switched from a large corporation to working for a small business, which was very educational. I learned so much working for the small business. They were some really great people, and the work that they were doing was very intriguing to me. I really, really liked it. However, I needed more funds because I do have my own bills that I have to take care of, and so that is something that I had to think about and, of course, venture out and try to find ways to be able to protect, you know, take care of my family. So working for this larger corporation has been a bit of a struggle for me. You know, when you work for a large corporation, it's not really about you. It's not really about your personal feelings or how you live your life. It's more about their motto and how they do things. And I thought that working for everybody knows. Okay, so I've been kind of on a little journey. Let me back up just a little bit to kind of fill you in. I've been on a little journey of, you know, getting in touch with my own feelings because I am so empathic. A lot of people don't use that term because, I don't know, it's kind of frowned upon, whatever. That is what I am. I have the ability to feel the person who's around me's emotions. And since I can feel their emotions, or I'm vulnerable enough to like put myself in their situation, I can kind of be like a soundboard, and people still unload on me all the time. And there are some people who need to unload. Like, I have run into people in my life who have their own little life situations going on, and they don't really want to talk about it, but I'm really kind of good at getting people to open up to me, because sometimes it just makes you feel lighter to get it off your chest. That's what I'm aiming for today, to try to feel a little lighter, to get some things off of my chest. So I am struggling at my new job. I like the money that I'm receiving. However, I'm not feeling fulfilled emotionally, or I don't even really know how to describe how I'm not being fulfilled, other than the fact that I work in an insurance company where I talk to a large amount of people on a daily basis. And so there are so many different types of people that we deal with, right? And, you know, feeling other people's emotions when you are working for a large corporation who has certain expectations is kind of hard. I also learned in the small time that I've been working for this large corporation that I do have a bit of a struggle when it comes with female authority, which I'm not for sure why, because I like to be in control of pretty much everything that happens in my life. And so that's something that I'm kind of trying to work on. So that'll be a different, you know, conversation, because I've decided I'm going to continue to do this podcast and just, you know, unload my emotions, or allow people to unload their emotions on me, and kind of share the stories of how that has moved and see where this goes, because it feels kind of therapeutic. You know, I do feel a little lighter every time I kind of get these things off of my chest. I do have a large circle of friends, but I can't say that I really feel personally connected to any one of the friends to where I could just, you know, blindly tell them what I'm going through and how I'm feeling, just because I've pretty much taken on the role of being the person that everyone else kind of comes to when they're having an issue. And so when you have a habit of listening and then giving your feedback when it's appropriate, I guess, then that's kind of the relationship that you build with people. And so you don't really have your own outlet, right? So you're going to be my outlet today. So, you know, I'm struggling with my new position because when people call in, I'm really a good judge of character, I guess I could say, in my own opinion, obviously. I can tell when somebody's kind of bullshitting me. I can also tell when somebody is genuinely going through something and they just need a little help or a little understanding. And then there are a lot of people who kind of just talk their way out of situations. When people talk their way out of situations and you're somebody who is a really good listener, it's kind of hard for people to do that because they begin to speak in loops and they repeat things and they change the story, you know. So I think I am a really good judge of character. And I've attached myself to people sometimes unintentionally, but they need me. And then once my job is done, then they kind of just go on about their business. And here I am still looking for the next person to kind of try to help. So anyways, I'm in the business of trying to help myself right now because I'm feeling a little heavy and overwhelmed with all the things that are going on. So mom is one issue. Her health, she has moved away from home and she moved to Las Vegas, which is so exciting. She has been talking about it forever. I honestly did not think that she was going to do it, but she took off onto that venture and I was like super proud of her and so very inspired because it's not often that people have dreams of things that they want to do that they actually venture off into them. So that's really cool. And I'm like happy for her and I'm happy to see her growth and I'm super excited for her. But at the same time, she's not taking care of herself as far as her health goes, which anybody who deals with nurses, they know. Nurses are not really good at taking care of themselves. They're good at taking care of other people. So you kind of have to be there for a nurse and they're kind of stubborn. You know, they think they know everything because they do work in the medical field and they see pretty much everything. And so you have to be a little, you know, aggressive to try to get them to take care of themselves as well. So my mom had her hip replaced a few years ago and she has been overcompensating. So her other hip needs to be replaced. My intuition is telling me that she should not have it done in Las Vegas, that she needs to come home and have it done here where there are physicians who I, because of my work in insurance, I know pretty much which physicians receive complaints, which physicians do not. Of course, she did have one replaced already, so I think it's best for her to go back to the same one since she did not have any complications. And so just trying to get her to the point where she thinks that, you know, it's kind of her decision to come back here to get it done instead of my decision. As far as my job goes, I'm struggling because I think that in my mind, I am a nice person. I genuinely care about people, but my bullshit radar is always on. I can tell when people are being nice and understanding. I can tell when people are genuinely in need of help. And then there are some people who just try to talk their way out of situations. And so that's kind of, you know, where I'm struggling at in my job. I need to be nice all the time because that's what they pay me to do, even though some people are undeserving. I'm also struggling with the fact that I am here at my home with my husband in our house that we have, you know, built and the life that we have built with each other. But at the same time, I also feel like I need to be there for my mother. I need to make sure that she's getting the proper care that she needs. I need to make sure that she's taking care of herself in the proper fashion. I'm looking at this sack of potatoes right now that I really need to peel so I can get dinner started. But I also feel like this is so important to get off my chest so I can move through this emotion that I'm feeling and just try to feel better, you know? I know sometimes people say that, you know, when you're not in the position that you're supposed to be in, that you're uncomfortable and you're uncomfortable until you're forced to move out of that position. I believe that's what's happening to me right now. I've kind of experienced this a couple of times. One, when I was working for the last large insurance company that I was working for, and then I ventured off into the small business, I learned, oh my gosh, the amount of information that I learned when I was working at the small business was crazy. Like, I really liked working for that company. It was amazing. It's just that the money didn't line up with what I needed at the time. Everybody has, you know, financial responsibilities, and sometimes your financial responsibilities outweigh the good that you're doing. And so that's why I had to move back to another insurance job in a large corporation so that I could have, you know, the benefits that I need and the money that I need to be able to keep moving forward. But I'm so unhappy. It's outrageous. And the new company doesn't have a really good life-work balance. And so I feel like I'm spending more of my time at work than I'm spending, you know, just enjoying my life or, you know, doing the things in life that I feel like I'm kind of obligated or responsible to handle. So, that's that. Also, you know, my sister, she's lived so far away from me for so long. She's finally kind of moved a little closer, not really close, but like 6 hours away. Whereas before she was 16 hours away. So she did cut 10 hours off of the time. And so I feel like I need to stay close to her so I can get to see her and kind of watch her girls grow. But at the same time, I also feel like I need to be there for my mother. I do have a struggle when it comes to like my father and, you know, his whole situation. Trying to forgive him is really a lot. And I'm not quite there yet, but I am working on it. I have a little brother who is, you know, amazing. He's really a good person. He's made some serious mistakes in life, but he is trying to move past them. Trying to be supportive from somebody who is, you know, trying to move past their mistakes can also be a struggle because we all have... Oh, and I've been reading this book. This book called Principles, right? And it makes so much sense. It's like, oh yeah, this makes sense now. This is why I struggle with certain groups of people because our principles do not line up. My principles, of course, are to help anybody in any way that I can because I think that we're all supposed to, you know, learn to live in harmony with one another and we're all supposed to learn to help and take care of each other and not be so judgmental because that's really not our jobs. I feel like I'm kind of spinning in circles. But I know that this is a temporary feeling. I know that I'll make my way one way or the other because it always works out for me. It always works out for my family. Excuse me. And so I don't know. I can't say that this is really helping me feel better because now I just have a ton more things that I feel like I need to focus on. Okay, thanks. Bye.